Hello and welcome to Tales of the Dog Park. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And at this point, if you're still listening, you know what we're about, so I'm going to skip the spiel. This week, we're going to be talking to you in a very quick manner about our friend Beau, because our two boys have just really reconnected and found their love for each other this week, and we're trying to keep them calm so that we can record, and it's just not working out in our favor.
Yeah, Loki is just, like, going nuts.
And Julio's just, like, egging him on, like, doing zoomies yes. around my apartment, just, like, enticing Loki to play. So, we're gonna kick it off right away. Molly, yes. Tell me about Beau.
Alright, so Beau's a mixed breed, which we talked about last week. Talked about mixed breeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, season 2, episode 2, if you haven't listened to that,
yeah.
Start there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, start at season 2, episode 1, or if you're...
1-1.
Yeah, or if you're brand new, you can go back, all the way back. To season 1, episode 1, listen, hear about Julio.
Yes.
He's fantastic, except for right now where he's being bad.
Yes.
He's staring me down right now. He's like...
he's like, no, I'm not. I'm
he's like, I do not want.
Best dog under 60 pounds ever. So Beau was rescued here in Florida.
Okay.
And he was a part of, you know, like how PetSmart or Petco, like they bring in rescues.
Yeah, yeah, on the weekends.
Yeah. So that's where he was rescued. And it was like a whole litter of dogs.
Okay.
And they were actually told that it was a black mouth cur.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never heard of that dog.
Yep.
Type of dog, but you showed me a picture and I can see it.
Yeah, I can see why. They were like, you know what, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Like, well, and a lot of times, like, if you're a shelter or you're a rescue, like, you're not going to buy a DNA test for a dog. And you're like, if that's close enough, that's what I'm going with. Right? And, like, that's not an unattractive dog breed for someone. So, like, good on you. You got the dog adopted.
Yeah. You tried.
And, like, when looking at Beau, I can see it. So,
yes.
Good job. Because sometimes, like, you'll go on, like, Petfinder or, like, certain rescues websites, and it'll be listed as, like, a lab mix, and you're like, that's no.
No.
No, hon.
Which is what happened to a dog that we met.
Yeah, Shiitake.
Yes.
Who thought, their owner thought that they were rescuing a chocolate lab and it was a Great Pyrenees.
It's just like, oh no, difference. At least a 50 pound difference.
Probably more than that.
Yes. So, they picked him up, or they adopted him, and they did actually do a DNA test for him.
Okay.
And he's kind of like all over the place. Short hair pointer,
Staffordshire Terrier,
and I think they also said Shepherd. So kind of like all over the place, just a hodgepodge of everything.
Just like all of his ancestors were doing it all over the place with everything.
Yes.
Okay.
So like mixed breed.
Mixed breed.
Or all American. Is that what it was?
Yeah. All American.
Yes.
For the AKC.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? I feel like Beau would probably be good at agility.
Yes, Beau would be so good at it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because he was, like, trim. Like,
yeah.
Good
very
dog.
Athletic-looking dog.
Yes.
And, like, listened very well.
He was so
like,
good.
Overall, like, made our dogs look like they have never seen an ounce of training in their life.
Yes. You know what? I would probably rate Beau 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah. Solid 10 out of 10.
Solid 10 out of 10.
Like, I know, like, last season we had our favorite, Jackson.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I feel like Beau might be season two favorite? Maybe. I think it depends on if he comes back, because they live so far away.
They do live so far away. Well, I hope he does come back, and I hope that we're there so that we can pet them. Pet them all over again. So, once they actually... adopted Beau, they shortly had to move to Oklahoma.
Ugh.
That's just like such a drastic difference, right?
Like, no, and I only say that because we woke up this morning and it was like
ugh,
a little
perfect.
Bit below 70 degrees and I was dying.
It was chilly, but like, again,
I walked outside with shorts on and I was like, this is a mistake and I don't want to live this life anymore.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to live that cold life.
Like, 70 degrees.
So, like, I can only imagine going to Oklahoma from Central Florida.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to buy a new wardrobe.
Boots.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't survive.
No. Loki would thrive.
Oh, yeah.
I would never see my dog inside ever again.
Did Beau thrive?
in no. Oklahoma? So Bo thrives in Florida. He is a beach dog.
That must be so nice to have a dog that thrives in the state of Florida.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that later, yeah, too, about good old Julio this week. But they did mention, which I thought was interesting, is that there are more dog parks in Oklahoma than in Central Florida. We have two that we know of, but ours is, like, the best.
I know three.
Okay, so we have three.
Yeah, but ours is the best. Yes, yeah. Ours is by far the best.
Not including, like, apartment dog parks. Like, I'm not including that into the... Yeah. So, that is one thing that they do miss, is that, like, a close dog park right, like, next to them. So, bless you. And they... So that is one. I mean, I can understand that. You go to a dog park, like, even when we lived in an apartment, we would go to a dog park every single night. Like, Loki knew that routine.
Yeah.
Not now.
Julio tries Saturday. To go to the dog park every single day, but we can't. I can't live that life.
Oh my God, no. It would be too much. It's exhausting.
He's already a pain in the butt to try to get out of the dog park. Like, we got outside of the fence.
Yeah.
And then he just laid down and was like, you're carrying me to the car. I was like, great. Thanks so much, bud.
Love that.
Okay. Sorry. I got off track.
So I did ask, like, okay, so clearly Bo is, like, great listener. He has to have a cork, right? Like, yeah. Every dog is quirky. At least I hope. I mean, my dog's, like, the weirdest one out of everyone.
As we pushed him up the stairs.
So his weird, Bo's weird thing is that when they leave the house,
mm-hmm,
Bo goes around and collects all of the shoes and brings them to the guest room and puts them in the guest room bed.
Okay.
Every shoe.
But he doesn't, like, chew them.
No, he just puts them in the bed.
Okay.
All of the shoes. And they think that it's because they have a Roomba.
Okay, love my Roomba.
Yes.
So.
And so maybe they, like, oh, Loki. Come on, bub. So maybe they, like, pick the, like, maybe he's just, like, helping out. Like, hey, this shoe is misplaced. So, like, the Roomba's gonna take the shoe.
I feel like we're giving a lot of credit to this dog, but okay.
That's what I'm thinking. But I think that is so, that's pretty quirky. Like,
it's a Roomba conspiracy theory.
Like, what if the first time you're like, where are all my shoes? Because, like, how often do you go into your guest room? But, like, where are all my shoes? And then you just see, like, 20 shoes in, like, the bed.
Yeah, that would be weird. But you know what? Like, there's certain things, like, Julio, like, loves to lay amongst my things.
Yes.
So, like, maybe that's it, too. It's like, these shoes smell like them. I'm going to take everything into the guest room because the door's open.
Yeah.
Put them on the bed and just lay amongst my owner's things that smell like them.
Yeah. Or they put on the shoes. So if they can't find the shoes,
they can't leave.
They can't leave.
Oh, that one. Oh, no, yeah.
I hope that's not Bo.
No.
I hope that's
Bo seems very well adjusted.
Yeah, Bo is Roomba conspiracy theory, just trying to help out.
Roomba conspiracy theory.
Just trying
to
help
with the cleaning.
Just trying to help out. So that's Bo's story. So I also did some follow-up questions.
All right.
And for the follow-up questions, so I asked, you know, how did Bo get his name? So it just came to him, picked up the name.
Okay.
But he was originally Timmy. And y'all, when you see the picture of Bo on our Instagram at Tales of the Dog Park,
mm-hmm,
he is not a Timmy.
No.
No.
I think Bo fits.
Bo definitely fits.
You ever find a dog, though, that, like, they say the name and it just doesn't? It just doesn't fit? And you're like, oh, that's unfortunate for that dog.
Yes.
Like, you were clearly made to be a Rover and you're, you know, a Joanna.
Yeah.
You know, like, something... Sounds strange. Like, it doesn't really fit, but okay.
Yep.
Bo fits.
Yeah. Bo does not have a middle name.
So upsetting.
Here we are again, not with the middle names.
Maybe it's a Virginia thing. Maybe
it could be.
Like, maybe it's like Florida people aren't into giving their dogs middle names.
A full name. Because I always feel like a weirdo. The fact that, like, you, me, and Karen all give our dogs, right? Stanley has
a name. Yeah, and, like, Christine gave her dogs middle names. Like, I'm going to apologize for our dogs right now that are wrestling. just having a great time in the background. All right, so tell me more while they're still remotely quiet.
So, this is their first dog together, but they have grown up. Julio is so mad that I have him by the collar right now. He's like, hold me back, hold me back. So, yeah, so this is the first dog that they have together, but they both did grow up with dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, Bo's favorite toy is a pineapple.
Okay.
And I thought it was the pineapple from, I think BarkBox had a pineapple, like, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It was, like, their big marketing ticket item for a hot minute, yeah.
A hot minute. And they said, no, they got it from, like, Petco or something like that. I don't remember, but they're like, nope. And I was like, oh, man. Because if I had a visual of what pineapple looked like.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but... It's the only toy that he hasn't, like, destroyed.
Okay. Loves his pineapple.
Loves his pineapple.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It's very welcoming of him.
Yeah. So I did say, so why did you choose this breed or this dog? And so when they went, and the litter did have a couple of other dogs there, and he had the cutest face. Mm-hmm. They all kind of look similar, but he had the cutest face. And, Loki, there's no need to be loud. I know. Other dogs are allowed to be cute.
Loki's... You just hear Julio panting in the background.
And Loki's just upset that I said another dog is cute. Come over here. You're being crazy. Come here. So then, the owner actually had to, brought with him his brother. And was like, this is the one that I want. And this woman... was like, oh, that one's so cute. I wanted that one. And was like, no. Like, this is my dog.
Okay.
Gave the dog Bo. Gave Bo to his brother to hold while he got, like, the money ready for, like, the transaction and whatever. And, like, had to fight off people, basically. To get this dog. And it was like, clearly he was very hot commodity. And then his nicknames are...
Hit me with it.
Bobo.
Of course, yeah, that makes sense.
Bobby.
Okay.
Bojangle.
Okay.
BBB, which I loved. Okay. Bitch Boy.
Oh, that's Bo. We're going to have to put it. Oh, yeah. Explicit. Tag.
I'm sorry.
We're going to put it, yeah.
But I think it's hysterical.
Way to go, Molly.
I know. I'm ruining it. I'm ruining the podcast.
supposed to be family friendly.
He also has an alter ego, and it's Fat Bo. Because Bo was living with his parents for a little bit, and they were feeding him the same amount of food as their Rottweiler.
Oh, okay.
And so he got a little chunky.
That's so, like, I feel like that dog would look so out of place, a little chunky.
A little chunk, right? Oh, I love that. So alter ego. And now I want Loki to have an alter ego at some point.
Okay.
Maybe one point in his life, just not yet.
I feel like he has an alter ego when he tries to go upstairs.
Yeah, he becomes a child. I don't know what it is. The most ridiculous thing that they have done for him is that they said the DNA test, and I do think maybe, like, in the beginning of DNA testing for dogs was ridiculous.
I don't think it's ridiculous anymore. No. I feel like it's, like, something that, like, everyone does.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was, like, trying to make them feel a little bit better that it wasn't ridiculous. So, but as I'm going through this, they said they would actually be driving from Oklahoma to Florida, like, multiple times.
Oof.
Yeah, multiple times. That one night they had to stay in a hotel, and they didn't want to pay the extra fee.
Okay.
So they actually snuck Bo, put him in a blanket, and carried him like a child.
So that they didn't have to pay the fee.
So they didn't have to pay the fee. I love that.
I love that, too.
And I'm jealous of that.
Me, too. Because although Julio is small enough that could work, he gets way too hyped when we roll up to the Marriott's. He's like, yeah, go into the lobby. Gonna get a treat. We're doing it.
We're doing this now.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna see my friends.
Yeah, be on the fluffy white comforter.
Yes. No. I wouldn't be able to carry Loki.
Has he ever been in an elevator?
Yeah, in our apartment. That's why he hates stairs. Because he got a taste of the good life.
Julio's amazed by elevators and rotating doors. He thinks they're so cool. He's like, oh my god, this is so cool. I enter one place and I come out another.
Another one. Yep. Yeah. So I think that is pretty ridiculous of, like, wrapping it, holding him like a child so that you don't have to pay the fee.
I love that, though.
Yeah.
Saving a buck.
Yeah, saving a dollar. I get it. It's not, like, ridiculous in a bad way.
Yeah, no.
I would do the exact same thing.
I feel like that would make it into, like a comedy movie.
Yeah. Like, you know how in The Little Rascals, when they put three... Like,
yeah, in the trench coat. Yeah. The
trench coat, and they're, like, long it. Like, that's Bo. So that is, that's the story of Bo.
Yep, that's all you got?
That's all I got. Okay. He's a beach dog. So it was, like, one of the most, like, photogenic dog photos I've ever received from somebody.
Oh my god, it really is. Like, I feel like this dog's beautiful. Just, like, wait till y'all see it.
Like, he is so photogenic that I don't even know how to describe it. So you gotta look at it at Tales of the Dog Park on Instagram, because this is a good bow
it
boy.
Is. It is.
Love it.
Well, thanks, Molly.
Thanks. All right, Lindsay. I need you to tell me about how Julio is not thriving in Florida this week.
Oh my gosh. So I had a company last weekend. We had an event, so we couldn't record, so that's why you're getting this.
Yes.
A week later than you thought you were, guys. Sorry. Like, yes. Priorities.
Yeah.
So, like, after that, Julio's just, like, really digging his ear. He, like, his tummy's upset. I'm like, I'm gonna have to take this dog to the vet's office. So, on Monday, I get him an appointment. Like, I call at, like, 7:30, and they get him in at 9 a.m.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Same day.
Yeah, same day. Wow, okay. I was amazed, right? So, they're like, it's a curbside. And I'm like, how long is this going to take, first of all? Because here's what happens. He goes into curbside appointments, and I swear, like...
He's fine.
no, like, they take him in, and then it's like an hour later, I'm still in the car, and I'm like, what are y'all doing with this dog? And they come out, and he's like... You know, wiggling in their arms and giving them kisses. And I'm like, y'all are just playing with the dog. Like, I have places to go.
Yeah.
But, like, I love...
They're still doing curbside?
So, one of the doctors specifically does curbside. That's all she does.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
So, I got on her schedule. And she's really great. And she called me. And she has pugs. She's like, oh, my God. I just have to tell you. He's so cute. And he looks so great. So, like, we're starting off amazing at this curbside appointment. I'm like, he does look... Thank you. Thank you so much. She's like, that being said, one of his ear canals is almost completely closed and the other one's badly infected. At this point, we really need to come up with an allergy solution for your dog. I was like...
Another one. Because he's already on allergy medication.
Yeah. He already gets the shots. The cytokine injections. And he gets omega-3 drops in his food, and he gets a probiotic, and he gets Dermaquin. Like... The dog is not thriving. We go back up to, like, Virginia for the summer for work, and he's, like, completely fine.
Not thriving.
Yeah. So, I'm like, okay, what is the new scenario in which, like, we are going to find out what's going on with his allergies? And they're like, well, we recommend a full allergy panel.
Oh, no.
And in my mind, because I used to work at a vet's office, I'm like, oh, man. And they give me the quote.
Yeah.
For what it was. And I was like, oh my god. And it came out like a little bit cheaper, but like...
Still. Like... We're not expecting that.
Yeah, like, you know, you don't wake up and are like, oh, I'm going to spend $700 on my dog today.
Yeah.
But that's what happens. So we're anxiously awaiting his allergy panel so that then he can get immune therapy.
No.
Yeah, he's going to get immunotherapy either through shots or through like a salve that you like... put on their gums so that he can eventually get over his Florida allergies and hopefully have less ear infections, because if he keeps having so many, he's gonna go deaf. And I'm like, oh buddy,
he could go deaf from it.
Yeah, because if they get so bad, it can like ruin his little eardrums.
I'm sorry, you have to figure out what it is.
Yeah, so he's the most expensive dog in the world and he's not thriving in Florida. But like, here's the thing, he also loves Florida because he doesn't want to go outside if it's, you know, not 75 and sunny.
Yeah.
He's like, no. It's drizzling.
Not
no.
doing it.
Oh, it's chilly.
No, you don't have to worry about the cold.
Oh, like, it's snowing?
No.
No. Not for me. Thank you. I have to put on a coat. No, I'm okay. So yeah, that's been Julio's week. Lots of medication for his little tummy and for his ears. And yeah, we're anxiously awaiting this allergy panel. So exciting time.
Oh, you haven't even gotten the results back yet.
No, it takes a little while for because they test both like environmental allergies and then also like food allergies too.
Oh my gosh, what if he's allergic to like salmon?
I mean, I feel like he would still survive.
That's true.
It's oddly specific.
But like,
no, but they were like, oh, well, so here's the thing. And the doctor agreed with me. She's like, I don't think it's food considering like you went to Virginia and he was completely fine again.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like Florida doesn't have real grass.
No, it doesn't.
Like he was in Virginia and he's like rolling around, just loving his life. So like, I'm pretty sure he's just allergic to the state of Florida and that's fine.
Which is really sad. Because we love Julio in Florida.
I know, we do, but...
But he doesn't love Florida. Like, he loves Florida, he just... It kills him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a bad relationship. He just can't survive.
Loki's had a big week, too, though. Tell me about
it. He has. So, like Lindsay said, we did have an event over the weekend... for myself, and had a couple people in town. We actually put him into school that day.
Okay.
Because we had, it was just...
Did he learn his multiplication tables?
No, he's only adding, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's only doing addition and subtraction.
He's not like AP classes?
No, he's not. Okay. So he had a very thrilling weekend. Then this past week, my father-in-law came into town, and my father-in-law and... Or adores Loki, right? Mm-hmm. So I wake up in the morning and my father-in-law is already awake and I'm like, where's my dog? Like every morning he goes on a longer walk than he's used to.
Okay.
So like he's having a great day, but then they're also building on our house. Not like an addition, but they're just like building something.
Yeah.
So this dog doesn't do well with loud noises at all.
Yeah. He's not a fan of a thunderstorm.
No. So he can't settle down. And I was home on Friday working from home and a loud bang would happen. And right now, like, Loki's just trying to sleep. And Julio's coming over to try to, like...
Wake him up and entice him to play.
And he's like, I'm so tired, Julio. I'm so tired.
They've been out in the sun for hours. I don't know how they still have energy.
I don't get it. But Loki would be, like, by my feet, and he would wake up, and he would just, like, whine. He'd be like, oh, and I'm like, I know, bud, I know, and that was Friday.
Yeah.
And he finally, like, relaxed at, like, 8 p.m.
Oof.
And he was out all night.
Yeah.
Then Saturday, same thing, full day's work, he could not settle down. And, I go to the gym, I come back, I go to a... 2-year-old's birthday party, I come back, and I actually texted Lindsay, I was like, I have to get this dog out of the house.
Yeah.
please meet me somewhere and get this dog out of the house, because he cannot calm down.
He just, like, he was not having a good day. But he was so pumped, because we went and we got a coffee somewhere, and you could tell, he was just, like, so excited to be out, and then his buddy was there. And now his buddy just brought out a toy, and it's about to get wild.
And he has the same toy at home.
Yeah, it's about to get wild in this apartment.
But he's so tired, he doesn't know what to do right now. Like, the look of confusion on his face. He's like, okay, I guess I'll play too. So that was Loki's week. He's just very stressed out. And then we have more company coming in next weekend. Mm-hmm. It's just, he's not going to have a great October.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Well, like, he loves the people. He's just very... He can't calm down.
Yeah.
He can't calm down. So that... But he went to the park for, like, 3 hours today.
Yeah.
Because it's so cool out. We were able to stay there longer. But, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of activities.
Lots of
to make sure our dogs are doing A-okay. Which is nice. because it's starting to get a little bit cooler. Julio, if you just keep pressing the little squeaker on that, I'm gonna have to take it away from you.
Loki's just gonna follow him around.
All right.
Oh my goodness. All right, Lindsay, you're gonna tell us about our adoptable dog of the week.
Yes. Okay. So found this one on Pet Finder. His name is Yomo, and it says it's a Belgian Shepherd, Belgian Malinois mix, but I'm pretty sure he's just Malinois.
I love Malinois.
Oh my god, yeah, there's one of the parts today. Oh, I was obsessed with it. Like, if I had the time and energy.
Yes.
If I had the time and energy, yes, it'd be amazing. I know I do not, and therefore that dog would eat me.
Yes.
But this dog is very young. It's about a year, they're estimating. He's playful and loving. And he's good in a home with other dogs, but he would prefer a home without cats and children, which, same for me. he's available for adoption through Field of Dreams Animal Rescue in Oviedo.
I love that name.
Yeah, right? I think it's pretty cute. And his profile says he's a very handsome boy who has lots of energy, needs an understanding family that will continue to, his training and to continue to socialize him. He's still a puppy, so he needs lots of exercise. Well, and he's also a Malinois, so he's going to need lots of exercise for the rest of his life.
Yes.
He's very playful and make a great addition to any active family. No cats or young kids, but he's good with their dogs. He's super cute. So we're going to post the link on our Instagram. So if you're into him, go check it out. It's at Field of Dreams Animal Rescue. You can find them on Pet Finder. The email address listed looks like it's someone's personal email address, so I am not going to read it out on this podcast.
Cool.
But yeah, check it out, and we'll share the Pet Finder link for him. He's super cute.
I love it.
Yeah, and I think that's all we have for this week, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. We had a great day at the dog park.
We really did. And then next week, what are we talking about next week?
We're going to talk about two Akitas.
This is Molly's dream, guys.
I love Akitas. And just like you mentioned about, like, the training and, like, the patience for, like, training any type of dog.
Yeah.
Like, an Akita is that for me. I want one so bad.
I know you do.
But I know that I would not be a good owner.
Right now. At this current moment in time of an Akita.
I think any time in life, probably. Like, I'm just being realistic with myself. Although, when we talk to them next week, so the dogs' names are...
I love how you're like, I can't even wait, I gotta talk about it right now.
We're gonna talk about Mabel and Winston, Akita's next week.
Those are cute names.
And I'll wait.
I know, you're just itching to talk about
them. I saw them from across the way.
I know, you did. And you're like, is that an Akita?
I was like, I have to come touch them. Yes, so we'll talk about them next week.
Yeah, so get pumped, guys.
Thanks!